USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump believes China really wants to strike a new trade deal with the United States.
They want to make a deal very badly. I think that was elevated last night, very late in the night.
President Trump speaking at the conclusion of the G7 summit in France. The president insists that China has taken some hard hits in the past few months.
We've lost 3 million jobs. It'll soon be much more than 3 million jobs. Supply chain is breaking up like nobody's seen before. And once that happens, it's very hard to put it back together.
President Trump is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin will resign at the end of September from Congress. Duffy and his wife are expecting a child in late October, and Duffy says his wife and the newborn will need more love, time, and attention due to complications, including heart conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tropical Storm Dorian is a new concern for the Caribbean. National Hurricane Center meteorologist John Cangelosi with more details.
Track across the eastern Caribbean and could deliver some impact to either Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic and Haiti or maybe all of those places. And it could be a hurricane when it gets in toward that region.
The storm could strengthen to a hurricane by Tuesday. Presidential hopeful and Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to act on legislation that would help the working class in Kentucky. Sanders spoke to a couple thousand people on Sunday at a rally in downtown Louisville and addressed McConnell directly.
I say here in Kentucky to Senator McConnell, stop blocking legislation from coming to the floor of the Senate.
Sanders accuses a Kentucky Republican of blocking bills in the Senate, such as an increase in the minimum wage and expanded gun background checks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Republican congressman from Illinois makes a huge announcement on Sunday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies over the weekend at the box office.
Angel Has Fallen is number one, grossing $21 million. Number two, The Good Boys at $11 million. Coming in at number three, a brand new movie called Overcomer at $8.2 million. Almost tying number three, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $8.2 million. Slipping down to number five, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at $8.1 million. At number six, a new movie called Ready or Not at $7.6 million. Number seven, the Angry Birds movie, number two, dropping down to $6.4 million. Number eight, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $6 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold at $5.2 million, coming in at number nine. And number ten, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.